I come to you again to talk about the situation in the Middle East. The future of the United Nations and peace in the Middle East may be at stake. In the 4 months since I talked to you about the crisis in that area, the United Nations has considerable progress in resolving some of the difficult problems. We are now, however, faced with a fateful moment as a result of the failure of Israel to withdraw its forces behind the armistice lines as contemplated by the resolutions on this subject. I have already today met with the leaders of both parties from the Senate and House of Representatives. We had a very... It was the general feeling of that meeting that I should lay the situation before the American people. Now, before talking about the specific issues involved, I want to make clear that these issues are not something remote and abstract, but involve matters vitally touching upon the future of each one of us. The Middle East is a land bridge between the Eurasian and African continents. Millions of tons of commerce are transmitted through it annually. Its own products, especially petroleum, are essential to Europe and to the Western world. Now, the United Nations has no selfish ambitions or desires in this region. It hopes only that each country there may maintain its independence and live peacefully within itself and with its neighbors by peaceful develop its own spiritual and material resources. But that much is vital to the peace and well-being of us all. This is our concern today.